A reading from the first letter of John, chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. I am writing to you, children, because your sins have been forgiven for his name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have conquered the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God remains in you, and you have conquered the evil one. Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, sensual lust, enticement for the eyes, and a pretentious life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. Yet the world and its enticement are passing away, but whoever does the will of God remains forever. The Word of the Lord. Supposedly, this letter of John was written when he was a wise and experienced man, a man of God, who had known Jesus, who had witnessed suffering, who had walked the way of the Son of God, who had made decisions that served his spiritual life oh so well. So here he is giving advice, like many wisdom figures do for us now and again. I think we are foolish if we pass up opportunities to pose questions to our mentors, elders, parents, grandparents, nursing home residents, and anyone else who has been around for a while. They have things to teach us. Let us listen. As John says, I am writing to you, children, because your sins have been forgiven for his name's sake. I am not a child, neither are you, but let us be encouraged that our sins are forgiven. Further, he writes, do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. What? Is God abandoning us? Why, no. John is pointing out, or so it seems, that when we try to amass power, prestige, money, stuff, we push the presence of God aside unless we work very hard to keep the necessary balance. We are now within the octave of the great feast of Christmas. Has it come and gone without our entry into the mystery? Have we again missed the level of spirituality that is under the surface of a new electronic, subscription, trip, TV, bonus check? John writes as if we have gotten to that level. John writes to children, young men, fathers, affirming their life choices. Today we hear him writing to teenagers, women of all ages, people on the journey who are trying to make a difference in their own lives and in the life of our world. Today we absorb a bit of comforting, never-ending encouragement. What is life really all about? It is this. The world and its enticement are passing away, but whoever does the will of God remains forever. Thanks, John. Amen.